You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
It is Dukes and Bell, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, getting ready for tonight's preseason game, Falcons-Lions. And bottom line is, you know, Mike, there are things to watch, and then we're just kind of, again, hoping to get through the preseason healthy. There are a bunch of games tomorrow that people will be paying attention to. I am waiting on this Shador situation. Look, and I don't know what it means. Somebody said to me, they said, because, you know, we've been big proponents for Shador. We think highly of the kid. I think he's better than what they advertise, and that has nothing to do with the draft. Ultimately, he's going to get his shot. And somebody said, well, does this mean he, you know, wins the starting job? I don't think you win the starting job, Mike, through one preseason game. But I do think you open up some eyes, and already there's a, you know, a groundswell for him to maybe get some more run, get some more reps. So I think he can help himself. Can he hurt himself? Because some people saying, are the Browns throwing him to the wolves here when you say, hey, our other guys are hurt. Shador, go ahead. You're going to play with the second and third team guys. Good luck. Right. And then if he doesn't play well, then they go, I told you so.
Well, I mean, I saw this. The people reacted to Stephen A. Look, Stephen A's been mailing it in a lot this year, but Stephen A, they're setting him up to fail. They're getting him on the field. The only way he gets on the field, Carl, is because of the injuries when you're the fourth string.
Yep.
So I just think you make the most of it. And, you know, if he's not a – I think people – it's funny how many guys don't even know what his game is, Carl. Did you watch him at Colorado? He's in the pocket. Now, he's got elusiveness, but he's not going to be making his money as a dual threat guy. You got to block for him. So if they can't protect him, yeah, it could be – yes, that would be Steven's accurate analysis. They're setting him up for a fail. But, I mean, here's his chance, you know. You want to quote Eminem? You want me to do it? He's the man. It's the moment. Let's go. Because he's not going to have many chances to get any reps, regardless of third, second, first team. So I think he's just got to shine, and hopefully he opens some eyeballs, right?
Yeah, that's all you can hope for, man. And we want our guys to open up some eyeballs. I want you to hear Xavier Watts. Mike and I, by the way, we did a ton of interviews. We'll do more this upcoming week. We'll be up at Flowery Branch Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, getting you ready for our next week's game against the Titans. Titans will be in town to practice. But we did speak to a lot of guys, and they're all online at Odyssey.com. Make sure you subscribe to Dukes and Bell so you can keep up with everything that's going on with the show and the content. But this is Xavier Watts, and he's playing tonight. He's one of the defensive guys, young guys, that's going to get some run and get some playing time. He was talking about what he wanted to do tonight, Mike. Watts trying to impress.
I mean, truly just the type of player I am. I'm ready to go out there and just truly just play fast. I mean, all of college, I just went out there, play fast, made plays. So ready to show Falcon Nation. That's what I'm going to do for however long I'm here. So,
yeah, man. And look, Mike, I don't know. Have you seen enough of him making plays over the last few weeks? I mean, like, I'm not sure. I'm not telling you he can't play, but I'm not sure what to think about Watts. All his teammates, including Jesse Bates, they all think very highly of him and have said great right. things about his practice habits.
Now, we didn't know if Watts was banged up, and that's why they brought in Henry Black, or just, you know, initially like, oh, is he doing what he needs to be doing? Because they brought in a guy who's bounced around the league for 3 years, but or just to get more depth at the position. I like Xavier Watts. I mean, the fact that he's kind of like a Jesse Bates light. But, I mean, maybe I don't know, I've just been following or seeing more plays, or at least when I'm watching practice, I seem to be drawn, as I said to you earlier in the show, 33, Billy Bowman.
Yeah.
And maybe what he can do as far as that nickel and or dime package.
Yeah, I'm with you. And I like Bowman's energy as well. Watts also talked about preparing for Friday despite missing time, because, guys, early in the week he missed some time. He did scrimmage on Wednesday when they had that live scrimmage that Mike and I were talking about. And then, obviously, they did some work yesterday before tonight's game. But here's what he said about missing the time.
Yeah, I still feel ready to go. I mean, all the work I still done through our little break throughout the summer still is preparing me for Friday. I was still getting good work, even though I missed a couple of days or whatnot. But, you know, condition is still good. Still been in the playbook learning stuff, so still ready to go.
Yeah, so he's going to get that opportunity tonight. You guys can hit us up, 404-726-0929, as we talk about Falcons' first preseason game. Ryan Neuzel, Mike, you were impressed, right, when we talked to him early this week?
I like the guy. He's kind of like, you know, it's funny, right out of Central Casting. The aw shucks offensive lineman, just a big, lovable galoot from, you know, downriver Bradenton, going to App State and then finding his way to eventually start in the NFL. But, I mean, but again, he might look like a teddy bear, but he's a killer, you know, just like Chris Lindstrom is. I like the guy. It was a fun interview. And as we said, we didn't complain. When he plugged in for Drew Dahlman last year, it wasn't like we were complaining about him, and neither were the Falcons. Other teams didn't make offers because Falcons could always match it. That's not like somehow indicative of him not doing the job. There was just no point because you could come at him for some coin and Falcons could match or raise it up. Either way, they got the guy they're confident in at center.
Yeah, I'm with you, man. And the closeness of this O-line, we spoke with Jake Matthews. I know the middays guys, they had Bergeron. We talked with Ryan Neuzel. We're kind of going up and down the line, right? McGarry spoke this week. And you kind of get a sense they're all rooting for each other, but they're closer maybe, Mike, than we thought they were, right? That's the thing that I've taken away from this week is like, okay, when Jake was like, okay, we hang out, we're all kind of been here now, especially you got three guys that have been on this O-line for a while now, as far as the vets are concerned, that's the thing that I took away. Like, okay, these guys are for each other, which some of you may take that and go, well, Dukes and Bell, what the hell does that mean? Guys, you got to have a close-knit family. Like, that. This thing that you're always together, you're trying to read another guy in real time on that O-line, Mike. You're picking up blitzes. You're communicating. If we're really going to do something, this is where it starts. And I'm going to say this. For Michael Penix, we think his ability is off the charts. But, Mike, if they can't protect him, it won't mean anything.
No, and look, he's going to be missing some throws. We've seen it at practice. Sometimes he sails the football. You know, sometimes, you know, he's looking to press it. He's looking to go down the field. And when you do that, yeah, there's going to be some turnover. So you can take some of the growing pains with Michael Penix Jr. I mean, I don't expect this guy to step right out and all of a sudden, boom, you know, he's Joe Montana. You know, I was joking around with you earlier in the week about him being looking like Montana to Rice with Drake London in a very John Fricke-like comparison. But he's got great synergy with Drake. I hate the fact we're not getting reps for Darnell Mooney with Michael Penix, you know, at this part of camp. We'll have to wait for that, you know, and that'll be, sounds like when the season starts, he's got a real aptitude for the Kyle Pitts athleticism and getting him the ball in a position where Pitts can make plays. So this could be like the turnaround we're looking for, or getting Pitts back to what he should be, because Penix has got his back and wants to get him involved.
Yeah, I absolutely believe that. And again, won't see him either tonight, unfortunately. Nope. So, you know, again, a lot of this stuff and a lot of the guys we're discussing, we're just got to wait to see what that's actually going to look like. But we can testify. It's looked really good at practice. Okay.
Right.
It's looked really good when they've gone up against each other and it's been full speed. There hasn't been a lot of this. Oh, I don't know. I don't think he's got it. It's been wow. There's been a lot of wow, and that looks good, and guys are catching the ball. Mike, did you see, I don't know if you saw it, you guys, you follow the Falcons, they mic'd up Michael Penix, and that throw he made to Ray McLeod the other day on that live scrimmage on Wednesday,
oh,
I didn't know
beautiful.
He was mic'd up, and he's mic'd up, and he makes that throw, they go through the, you know, he hikes the ball, he makes the throw, and he literally says, man, I'm telling you, I'm going to be on point when the season starts. And, like, he's telling one of the defensive guys, he hits that throw, and you just see, like, the confidence we've been talking about. Like, he's mic'd up. I didn't even know it until they showed us, you know, on the video. But he literally is like, I'm telling you, once the season starts, it's going to be there. I'm going to be on point. And I just say that to say, guys, that's how he's been the entire camp. He's been that way the entire camp. And now he's talking noise to his other guys on defense and letting them know, you see that throw I just did? Get used to it. That's what we're going to be doing. I love it, man.
No, man, I just think there's guys that, you know, have that athleticism. And Ray's kind of, Ray's like the undersized guy. But the dude makes, I mean, he makes some cuts. He makes some plays. I think we're still just scratching the surface in this offense with Michael Penix. But you're right. We saw that throw to Drake, which is like the super NFL, super slow-mo, the throw you just talked about where you and I are in the shot. By the way, super slow-mo, you can see us. But it's just, there's all part. I mean, people always joke around about, you know, I want to see you throw the bomb. You know, Al Davis loved the vertical passing game. You're going to see that. Big chunks. You know, we talk about the explosive play. I think Penix with this receiver core, again, provided Mooney gets back on the field, that's going to be one of the calling cards, hopefully coming off a play action to Bijan or Tyler.
Yeah, that's going to be key right there. Because all that stuff's going to open up, man. I mean, like, and that's where by the way, if you have the first pick, this is off the just something I'm just thinking about. In your fantasy draft, where are you picking Bijan? Are you taking him number one?
I mean, some guys, they're gonna go with Ja'Marr Chase just because the volume is there and obviously the rate is there. But I mean, I took him fourth. I jumped a little early for last year's draft and I won the fantasy league with him. And I doubled down with Ja'Marr Gibbs. So I think if you can get him, you know, I think he's gonna be gone by fourth round this year. No, I'm saying fourth overall. I'm sorry,
Got you. Okay, got you. Sorry.
Yeah, because some guys went all wide receiver. I went running back first. And I live with some mediocre wide receiver play, but I'm with you. I think Chase, I think some of the regular usual suspects will go early, but if you're going running back, I think you take Bijan first. I think you take him over all the other guys just for the way he's going to be used. Yeah, I'm with you.
Well, somebody, again, talking to my buddies, they're like, who you picking first? I'm like, and then everybody's still on McCaffrey. I'm like, I'm a little skeptical. I'm a little skeptical.
No way. McCaffrey, didn't he come in at like NFL? Orrin would know. I think he was in the 60s as far as where he ranks in top 100 players. And some of that is just about durability, I think.
Yeah,
should be a lot higher.
I just thought that's what I don't trust. I don't trust him being healthy for the whole season. But yeah, and for me, like, Bijan is ascending. Like, we've seen, okay, glimpses, first season, wow, he does this, he does that. Like, he's ascending to that level, and again, I don't want to say he's Saquon, because Saquon's special, but I do feel like he's going to be in that kind of company. But yeah, man, I was just curious, because a lot of fantasy guys, you know, starting to look at stuff and watching preseason games, and if you're playing fantasy football, you're thinking about, hey, where you're picking. Yeah, I think he's going to be gone early.
Problem for me, maybe first.
Go ahead.
Sorry, I cut you off. Problem for me is because I finally won Shenanigans League. Man, I've been the commissioner of this thing for a decade. I'm picking 10th. So I got that 10-11 flip. You know, you come in, then I got to wait for another, you know, 20-some-odd picks. So it's kind of like, ooh, all the stuff you're going to want, Carl, will be off the, you know, probably off the books. So maybe I get Ja'Marr Gibbs if I'm lucky, a guy like that, you know, 10 or 11. But a couple of guys asked me, do you take a flyer on Tyler Allgeier in the later rounds? Yeah, of course. You know, when you're filling out the roster, because he's always going to be that, you know, and some days he's going to break it. Some days I think you hope you dial him up in the red zone so he gets you some points.
Yeah, I'm with you on that. Hey, man, we got a lot more to get to. 4 o'clock hour, 5 o'clock hour, should I say. You will get a chance to hear the pregame show leading into Arch and West tonight. They'll have the game for you. Those guys are always tremendous. And I think I heard Arch on a promo talk about turn your TV down and seek us up on the radio.
Yes. There's an easy way to do that. And again, it's you fiddle with the delay and just pausing the TV, and it's the way to go. By the way, real quick, Carl.
Yeah.
I just mentioned Tyler Allgeier. Had a guy kind of come at us. Let me just read this tweet.
Okay.
Because I'm always, you know, checking it out. Guy goes, Tyler Allgeier on D&B show. Interview went well. I'll be damn after the interview. These cats start talking about he won't be back next season. Damn, let's get through it for this season first. So I hit back. I said, you know, we talked about it to him this is a contract year. Kenny, I can't think for you when you listen to our interviews, but I mean, we love the guy. He was a 1,000-yard rusher. They drafted Bijan. It's what I said to you the other day about Pitts. Yes, you always say they can find a way with cap space, but they're never going to pay top dollar for two running backs. So they'll try to draft a running back next year, but the idea that you would be able to keep Bijan, you know, or pay Bijan going to next year and pay Tyler a big contract, Tyler can go be a free agent and make big loot somewhere else because some team would make him their starter. Do you agree?
I do. And by the way, that was the joke. The joke was Mike was pressing him to say, yeah, I want up out of here. I want my money. He didn't say that, but I kept saying, Mike, you're pressing him. We were joking with him. So the guy who wrote that, again, you didn't get the gist of it. Tyler is fine, man. He's happy. He understands where he's at. He understands what this season means. But he also is in the moment. Like, he's not looking. And he said that to us, guys. I can't look the next season. I can't look the offseason. I'm right here. Okay, cool. And then we came back later in the interview, and Mike asked him again about it. So bottom line is, we're not running from any of this. And that was the whole joke of that. But yeah.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You heard
it. I love the guy.
Heard it that right. way. I'm sorry.
In a perfect world, we're able to keep the battering ram, you know, with you know that our own version of thunder and lightning. But it's not the way the NFL rosters work. It's no. With all the other things we're going to have to sign over the years, it's kind of hard to see him getting a big contract. We're not wishing him ill. Well, that's why I just is what is going on, Carl? It's common sense, okay? There's a salary cap. We love the guy, but this is the fourth year. Fifth-year guys get that fifth-year option. Fourth guy, this is it. This is a contract year, whether he's here or not. Same goes for Kyle Pitts.
Yeah, same goes for Kyle Pitts.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.